The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of November, 2008. It's the birthday of Terrence McNally, born St. Petersburg, Florida, 1939, the playwright. Started out as a journalist in Texas. Interviewed Lyndon Johnson once, who was running for re-election to the Senate. And during the interview, Lyndon Johnson talked to his wife on the phone as he was flipping through a Playboy magazine. Terrence McNally thought that was interesting, put it into the article, got into big trouble. Started writing plays, took a job as a tutor for John Steinbeck's children. Steinbeck told him playwriting was the worst existence in the world. And then McNally's writing career hit a slump. He stopped writing. He supported himself working in radio. He said, "I guess it hadn't occurred to me that to be a playwright, you had to write plays. I thought you could be a playwright and sulk." And then one day somebody recognized his voice, asked him if he was that guy on the radio, and McNally realized if he didn't go back to writing plays, he'd be remembered as some radio person. So he got back to work, and he finished Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune, produced in 1987, and that became his first big hit. It's the birthday of Joe Queenan, born in Philadelphia, 1950, humorist, called by some a cheerful nihilist. Came from a working-class Catholic family. Queenan said, "Blue-collar people like me have zero tolerance level for the problems of celebrities." And it's the birthday of comedian Roseanne Barr, born in Salt Lake City in 1952, to Jewish parents who nonetheless sold crucifixes door-to-door to support the family. When she was 3, she hit her head on the dining room table. Her face became paralyzed. Her mother called a Mormon missionary who came, and Roseanne got better. So she raised Roseanne as a Mormon. Her dad was an atheist, and he was fine with that. Her dad loved comedy shows on TV. Whenever a comedian appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, her dad would jump up and yell, "Comedian!" So everybody in the family would rush and watch the TV. When she was 15, she rebelled, ran out into the street, and got herself hit by a car. When she came to, she was placed in a psychiatric ward, spent 8 months there, said it was a very good and very valuable experience. Got married to a man who drove a garbage truck. They lived in a trailer. She raised 3 kids, and on the side, she wrote comedy routines. Got a big break at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, talking mostly about the ineptitude of men. She said they think the uterus is a tracking device. She said, "As a housewife, I feel that if the kids are still alive when my husband gets home from work, then, hey, I've done my job." Roseanne Barr, who said the quickest way to a man's heart is through his chest. "Women complain about PMS, but I think of it as the only time of the month when I can be myself." Here's a poem for today by Pat Schneider, entitled "Lessons." I have learned that life goes on. Or doesn't, that days are measured out in tiny increments, as a woman in a kitchen measures teaspoons of cinnamon, vanilla, or half a cup of sugar into a bowl. I have learned that moments are as precious as nutmeg, and it has occurred to me that busy interruptions are like tiny grain moths or mice. They nibble, pee, and poop, or make their little worms and webs until you have to throw out the good stuff with the bad. It took 2 deaths and coming close myself for me to learn that there is not an infinite supply of good things in the pantry. A poem entitled "Lessons" by Pat Schneider, from Another River, New and Selected Poems, published by Amherst Writers and Artists Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.